We've been talking about our Brian Sozzi being on assignment. Now we're ready to tell you where. He's in Los Angeles at the Double Line headquarters as part of Double Line's annual Roundtable Prime event. And Jeffrey Sherman is going to be a bit more stocks focused as he also leads energy for Double Line. Brian is with him right now. Brian?
Hey, Julie, top of the morning to you. Jeff, good to see you again. I think the last time I saw you was really just from the neck up, so it's good to see you in person at your headquarters.
Yeah, it's great to be here, so thanks for joining us today.
Of course. You know, coming before we got started here, we were talking about the move in the 10-year yesterday. That was the largest one-day move in yields since 2009. What's the message there?
Well, I think you got to look across the entire curve, too, because what we've had is this, you've had this juxtaposition of a slowdown in growth, but we're still growing. The economy is still growing at this stage, at least, right? So you've had that coupled with a higher level of inflation, but it really hasn't translated into higher yields across the bond market. And so I know that the 10-year is the barometer. It sets pricing for a lot of things like the housing market. Mm-hmm. It's a barometer for corporate America of borrowing as well. But really, I think the bigger move yesterday was looking at the long bond, the 30-year. Why do I look at that? Well, what we've seen is that the long bonds really struggle once it came below 2% to get above that number. And so yesterday was a critical day. We actually closed above 2% on the long bond for the first time in like 6 months or so. And since we had that rally back since the first quarter of last year. And so what we're seeing there is that's one of those big kind of pivotal moments. Now today, so we wait for the open, we see a follow through. So to us, it really looks like maybe this is the catalyst for yields to really start to move. And potentially it's just that old coinciding with the resetting of the calendar, right? All of a sudden people show back up. And I was a little concerned about yesterday, thinking maybe it's a little thinner market because, you know, ultimately the rest of the world was closed. We didn't get to have the holiday, you know, like the rest of the world did out there. But you see follow through today. And so I think this bond move has some legs out there. And really, you know, we have an inflation print coming in about a week and a half. And, you know, it looks like inflation for last year may have a 7 handle on it, right? And, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, things that are long-term records. I mean, we haven't seen CPI run north of 7% or anything around 7% in like 35 years. Yeah. So there's a lot of these big moves that are taking place out there, but really it's a resetting of the overall price in the bond market.
Is the read from the bond market right now that inflation not only will stay elevated, we might actually see an acceleration in the near term?
Yeah, I don't think the bond market per se is giving you that, but definitely we see that. So in our forecasting, we think that, you know, inflation's probably going to come in something in the 4% range this year. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't sound anything like what the Federal Reserve is telling you at 2%, right?
Definitely not transitory, right?
It's definitely not transitory, and that's why I think Chairman Powell retired the word, right? He, you know, we used to joke that it's like, I'm not sure that word means what you think it means, right?
Well, transitory means about 4 years, right?
I mean, yeah. Look, it's all about one's time horizon. Right. So, it is an intertemporal relationship. So really, at the end of the day, I think what you're seeing here is that we're going to continue to have some elevated pieces of inflation. What we know is transitory are the things like the supply chain problems. Yes, we're going to produce more semiconductors or chips this year. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to deal with some of the ramifications of the auto industry. So things like that are transitory. But what about the wage growth? Mm-hmm. What about, you know, the house prices, right? These things that haven't translated into the inflationary component completely yet. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be this handoff from some of these things that were indeed transitory to things that are a little more structural in nature. So it's hard to say, are we going to stay at that 4% level, you know, for the next few years? But I don't think we're going back to this old school 1.5 to 2% inflation because it's permeated the psyche for a period of time. And so I think we're going to have to deal with higher levels of inflation. And the front end of the bond curve is telling you that if you look at like break-even spreads, wonky stuff we're saying, how do we price inflation? But long-term still, you know, you look at 10-year break-evens, they're like 2.5%. So the bond market's not convinced that inflation is here to stay. However, it is pricing an elevated level of inflation for the next couple of years.
Yesterday, I talked to the other Jeff, Jeffrey Gundlach, at his house and went through a really like 25 or 30 charts. And one chart stood out to me in particular. It was, you know, as the Fed pulls back on liquidity, the broader equities market historically gets hit. Do you share that view? Is that a believable chart?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely believable. And we all put that stuff together, you know, to look at it. So we definitely believe in it. But, you know, the thing about it is that it's liquidity. It's that, you know, pushing people out the risk spectrum. And what's also happened is there has been some distortions in the bond market because the Fed has had too heavy of a footprint. Mm-hmm. They've been buying too many bonds. They've been in it too long, which I think is the about face that Chairman Powell did coincidentally, right when he got renominated again, he did the about face to say, well, you know.
Funny how these things work out, right?
It is. And now we're accelerating the taper. And so I think what we need to see is what happens over the next 6 to 8 weeks as the Fed pulls back and pulls back. Can the market stomach the supply? The answer is yes in the short term. Mm-hmm. But if you think of things like the TIPS market, right, that they're the inflation-adjusted treasury securities. Mm-hmm. If you look inside of there, the Fed has just essentially eradicated all supply. Mm-hmm. The net supply of those assets have been negative for 2 years now because of the Fed's footprint. So what that means is that the market has to behave naturally again. Mm-hmm. And so I think some of the pricing you're seeing here, too, is people waking up to this reality. But look, the market has hikes priced in. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they're going to masticize this year, we're going to come to fruition, we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the market roughly has 3 hikes priced in here. So the market is listening to the chairman. Mm-hmm. He's not listening to the other folks there. He's listening to the chairman. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it's saying that we're going to have, you know, this really tightening policy this year. We're going to get rid of the supportive accommodative asset purchases, and they're going to start hiking. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they do March or they wait a couple months, I don't think they want to go too fast. Mm-hmm. But they are not happy with seeing a 6.8% reading on the last CPI print.
Yeah, in the last 30 seconds I have with you, and you have to get down to the trading floor and do your thing. But do you think we are looking at potential spring correction in the equities markets because of what the Fed is about to do?
Potentially, yeah. I think that there is a challenge here because we have elevated valuation. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not that just the Fed pulling back. It's been the only game in town. It's not just equities. It's been U.S. equities. Mm-hmm. Everything is compared to U.S. equities anymore. And people don't even look at emerging markets. They don't look at European equities. It's all about the U.S. market. And so I think there is the propensity for there to be a challenge there just simply because there's elevated valuation. And so we either need to grow the earnings into it. We need to have a healthy cycle. And the problem you have right now is Omicron, right? We set record cases once again. So that's a challenge. So there's some headwinds in there too, but also corporate America is very healthy. Mm-hmm. So there is the chance for that correction just simply due to some of the technicals in the market.
All right. Well, time will tell. Jeff Sherman, good to see you. We'll let you go. Get some coffee. Meet you see the traders again. Yep. Good to see you.
You too.
Julie, back to you.
Saz, thanks so much. And there's going to be a lot more coming from out there at Double Lion from our own Brian Saz. He's talking to executives there.